USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping will be holding a virtual summit on Monday, the White House saying it is indeed the first such formal meeting between the leaders of the world's two biggest and most competitive economies since President Biden took office. Meanwhile, China and the U.S. have agreed to increase their cooperation to help combat climate change. They made the agreement at the United Nations climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland, but despite those discussions, some are concerned, like Washington State Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers.
The Biden administration is putting their climate agenda, renewable energy, electric vehicles, ahead of both national and energy security. And their agenda is going to make us dangerously dependent upon China.
She was speaking on Fox Business Network, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network, or you can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Britney Spears is free of her conservatorship after a hearing before a California judge yesterday. The judge ending Spears' 13-year-long court-ordered conservatorship, and then she shortly thereafter posted a video on Instagram in which she thanked her fans. The father of a U.S. Marine killed in a suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan last August, discussing the way the Biden administration handled the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Marine Darren Taylor Hoover's father, Derek Hoover, joined Fox News on Saturday morning.
Why was this thing rushed so fast and so hard to one particular airport that was not secure, that we had absolutely no control over, where we had one just around the corner, literally, that was secure, that was able to take these flights in and out?
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former President Trump's one-time chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is in trouble for defying a January 6th investigation subpoena issued by House lawmakers.
Meadows' attorney, George Terwilliger, suggested his client may not cooperate, that Meadows wants a court to resolve Trump's claim of executive privilege before cooperating with the investigation. I'm Wendy King.
Going up. Medicare premiums are the federal government making a Friday night announcement that Medicare Part B premiums are going to rise over 14% starting next year, boosting monthly payments for those in the lowest income bracket from about $148 a month to about $170. A Georgia Vietnam War veteran who earned a Purple Heart, which he lost to theft in 1983, has it back, thanks to a stranger who saw the Purple Heart on a table on sale at a yard sale in Florida for $2. He bought it and then tracked down its rightful owner, Gus Alberton, who still lives in Florida. The two were reunited, the medal and the recipient, this week. And you'd think it would be commonplace for first responders to have to handle calls like a kangaroo on the roof of a home in Australia, but reports are a crew of firefighters in Queensland recently spent hours trying to figure out how to get a kangaroo off a roof. It ended up, after a couple of hours, just jumping down itself. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.